It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's been a week since we last spoke. Vermont experiencing historic flooding after heavy rainfall, rising rivers statewide. And we understand that folks are just kind of beginning to assess some damage. Home garden might not be top of mind just now, but we do want to share some information about what to do if your home garden or your raised beds or even your composts, things like that, was near the floodwaters or under floodwaters. What can you share with us, Charlie?
Well, certainly, yes. If you have a home garden or a large market garden, and if you got that garden got flooded, was underwater, even if it's only for a short period of time, the rule of thumb is basically you can't eat anything that's in there because there are so many different kinds of contaminants that could have gotten washed down to end up in your yard, whether they be industrial chemicals, petrochemicals. The best and safest thing to do if it's an edible garden is just to try again next year, basically. You know, try to remediate what you can do this year, and then we'll come back again next year and plant. Now, there are a few caveats, though. And one would be if you're growing vegetables that were above the water. So say you had a foot of water in your garden and you have tomatoes trellised up and they're growing above all of that, or pole beans, for example. You can't necessarily eat the vegetables that are already set on those vines, but anything that gets set after the floodwaters recede, you could probably be safe to eat those. So the tomatoes, the pole beans, again, depending on the level of the water, it could be things like eggplants too and peppers. But again, it has to be above the level, and anything that fruit that was on there that gets any water even splashed on it, you don't want to take the risk of eating those vegetables.
And Charlie, if those things like beans and other veggies that didn't touch the water, but you're harvesting them after the flood has receded, can we eat those without cooking them? What's the protocol there?
If they had flood waters and it splashed up on the vegetables, I don't think you should eat them at all. But if they are vegetables that occurred or started occurring after the flood waters receded, I would make sure I cook them just to be on the safe side. Certainly any vegetables that survived that were leafy greens, root crops, carrots, beets, potatoes, those you really shouldn't eat. Now, there are questions about what you can do after all the water is receded and you're left with a layer of silt and it may be contaminated. I don't know what to do with it. You can take some soil tests. You know, UVM has a soil testing lab and you can test for heavy metals, for contaminants and things of that nature. One thing you can do, especially if you have a smaller garden with just raised beds, is to skim off that top layer of soil. So that's where the silt is. That's where most of the contaminants would be. Remove that soil, come in with a fresh layer of compost and topsoil on top of that. If you do that, then I think it would be safe to plant some things for the fall. So it could be leafy greens like spinach and kale and Swiss chard, maybe even bush beans if you're in warmer parts of the state. Some people have asked about, are there certain crops that you can grow that would take the chemicals and things out of the soil? That's called phytoremediation. And I'm not exactly sure which crops you can do that with, but doing a cover crop is a good idea. And that would be a nice way to build up the soil. What happens when things flood is that all the oxygen gets pushed out of the soil. So for a vegetable or a flower garden or an herb garden, you're really going to have to re-aerate that soil. And adding organic matter would be a way to do that.
How about flowers and things like that? Are they okay just to leave in the ground or pull those out, start again, replant?
Yeah, so for ornamentals, perennial flowers, annual flowers, trees and shrubs, a lot of it depends upon how long they were underwater. So you may start seeing signs of yellowing of leaves on them, and this is going to occur over weeks. It's not going to just be an instant thing. There's not enough oxygen in that soil. So not only can you do cover crops on annual areas, you can take a pitchfork and just poke it into the ground around plants, and all you're doing is just opening up air pockets in that soil, and then maybe even put some compost around the plants too. Anything that's going to add organic material in there and add oxygen in there, that's going to help those roots recover. And most plants, if they're healthy, they should recover from this.
Mm. How about compost? I've heard that that is also not okay to keep, like a compost pile if it's been under floodwaters.
Yeah, so if compost was flooded too and the waters came up, and even if it didn't inundate the pile, but at least reach the pile, that again could leave contaminants there that would be things that you don't want to be adding to your garden. So it's probably best not to use that compost in your edible garden, at least. Yeah.
If you have questions about your garden, its current situation, and what you can do to make sure that it's good and healthy for next season, send those questions to us at vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening and submit your question in the post. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.